a pearl of great price, a storeroom full of choices. These are the themes of our gospel this morning. Themes that represent the beginning of morality, of character, and the critical role adults play in the making and forming of moral people. Many of you might remember an NBC TV news journalist, Tim Russert, who died 12 years ago. His son, Luke, wrote in a brief essay entitled, "What I Learned from My Dad," about how his father, when in an interview with Oprah Winfrey, remarked, "When my life is over, there's nothing more I'll be judged on than what kind of father I was." Now, Tim Russert and his wife were practicing Catholics, and Luke spoke about the influence of his mom on his faith development. But he recalled the fact that his father, Tim, attributed his dedication to journalism to his seventh grade Mercy sister, Sister Mary Lucille, who taught him at St. Bonaventure's Catholic School in Buffalo, New York. Tim Russert remarked that Sister grew tired of him fooling around in the back of the classroom, throwing spitballs and shooting rubber bands in class, and decided that this squirrely young seventh grader should be the editor of the school newspaper, a prestigious position normally reserved for an eighth grader. Now, Tim Russert's son, Luke, in that article, said of his father, "He was not only my best friend, but my compass. While he was alive, he guided me with his actions and advice. And since he's been gone, those lessons of life, as he once called them, have continued to give me counsel and comfort." Early on, Luke Russert was given a pearl of great price, a moral treasure, character, and honesty that he's able to draw on as he grew up. When we think about it, the moral person of character is the result of drawing from a storeroom of treasured, witnessed experiences and memories buried early and daily in the heart of young people, as shown by parents and coaches and teachers and mentors, religious priests, God willing, other influential adults. The greatest gift we give the next generation are moral treasures in the storeroom where they're growing up so that they can discover and draw upon them in later in life. The real tragedy in some of today's young people is there's no treasure in the field. It's empty. The storeroom's empty. It's barren. There's no deep subconscious resource to plumb because they've been raised in a moral vacuum by poor models influenced by moral relativism or political correctness, and the failure at times of church leadership, both bishops and priests, has also contributed to this. But we also know that young people have been physically, emotionally, and morally abandoned at times by adults in their life. And so they're often left with only the antics of celebrities up to their predictable shenanigans as featured on tabloids and TV shows. The reality is, those of you here present and those viewing at home as adults, that we do count, and our example, our witness, matter and have effects that we don't realize. There was a cartoon recently reprinted of the devil holding a black box with the inscription, "Vladimir Putin's soul." And this was in contrast to another Russian leader earlier, Boris Yeltsin. When Yeltsin was asked what gave him the courage to stand firm during the fall of communism, he credited the electrician from Poland, Lech Walesa, who helped in the downfall of communism, who in turn was inspired by another fellow Pole, now St. John Paul II. But Walesa also mentioned that he was inspired by the example of Martin Luther King, Jr. And Martin Luther King, when he was interviewed, spoke of the courage of Rosa Parks, who refused to move to the rear of the bus, as some of his inspiration. Is it too much to draw the conclusion that the moral courage of that woman in the South helped bring down communism? Hidden treasures are like that, and that is the lesson for us. How valuable the little things we do the people we influence. When I was vocation director, a young man told me he first honestly asked the question, am I being called to be a priest, after a comment that was made to him by a priest who said, your problem is you only do what you want to do, not what God wants you to do. And he admitted that previous decisions were made because of his older brother's choices, a fear of public speaking, what college he was going to do. He was a talented man, but he began to reflect on his dissatisfaction with choices, now with the light of God guiding him. His parents played a role for the fertile soil of a vocation, but the challenging words of that priest and example reminded him that though the Lord is the one who calls, people have influence. Here at Mass this morning, those of you who are out, let's say, in college and beyond, might reflect on those people who had an influence in your life, who allowed you to draw from a treasure of wisdom and example. Wise parents, wise adults provide training all the time, including helping their children act with virtue, and therefore developing abilities to do the same on a regular basis. The importance of homework first, then play. Mass on weekends, and then sports. The importance of keeping a commitment, let's say to a team, even though there's a last-minute invitation to go on a trip. One has made a commitment, and one is to follow through on that. Yet we know in our lives, all too often, commitments are broken. In the end, all we have is our good name, which comes from keeping our word. Perhaps when commitments are broken early on, it becomes easier later on in life to walk out of a vocation or a marriage or a family. We have to ask ourselves, where was this all learned? Jesus says in another part of the Gospels, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. One thing we must in our life strive for is the virtue of humility. It is a gift. In other words, all that we have is a gift from God. As St. Paul says, why should we boast? All that we have received. But humility is also truth. We are all beloved sons and daughters of God, created in his image and likeness. I have been criticized as your bishop because some feel I have reduced the life issues to standing firm on abortion. Yet we must know that how we treat the unborn will affect how we treat the refugee, the poor, the sick, the people on the fringes. All of us, out of virtue that we are beloved sons and daughters of God, are reminded that life is sacred from conception to natural death. And this is truth. And how we come to discover truth and learn truth really has to do with humility. Vincent de Paul has said, humility is nothing but truth and pride is nothing but lying. He goes on to say, the most powerful weapon to conquer the devil is humility. For as he does not know how to employ it, neither does he know how to defend himself from it. At this time when there's so much civil unrest in society, in our nation, we must be called to be men and women of humility. And that is an essential part as we share our faith to provide a treasure for the next generation. Because with faith, we have hope. And hope reminds us those words of Jesus, know that I am with you to the end of the age. As we continue our Mass this morning, we must ask ourselves, what are we putting daily in the moral storeroom for our young people, the next generation? And when they look for treasures, will they find any? Perhaps we might be reminded of that great work of literature, To Kill a Mockingbird, and ask ourselves the question, do you think the little girl scout would ever forget what she witnessed in her father, Atticus? The kingdom of God is like the pearls of example, and wise counsel and humility must be buried deep in the hearts of our young people as they look to us for witness.